Atlanta Life Radio Station, WALR, bringing you the best in talk radio.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Soul Inspirations. Thank you for joining us in the studio today. I'm your host, Christine KFC, and as always, bringing you the music, magic, and message that matters. On behalf of the entire Atlanta Life Radio team, I'd like to give a shout-out to Memphis musician Brian Jarrett, who wrote and performed the music for our show. If you're a regular listener, welcome back, but if this is your first time tuning in, Soul Inspirations is a live and podcast talk radio music program, basically where I chat with musicians from all over the world, from every music genre and at every point in their career. We talk about their journey, their inspiration, and in doing so, hopefully you're uplifted and inspired to discover and pursue your life's purpose and passion. So this is a live show, and if you'd like to chat or give a shout out to us this evening, just press 1 if you're already listening from your phone. If not, go ahead and call in at 347-324-5246. That's 347-324-5246. Press 1, and that'll put you into the caller queue. We will be taking calls around 30 past the hour. So let's go ahead and get started with today's guest, Ben. I have with me today You the Few, formerly known as Eleutheria. And You the Few is a post-hardcore band from Memphis, Tennessee. They've been together since 2013. They met while attending at Visible Music College, which if you all are regular listeners, you know I love Visible and I strongly support the mission of the college. They come from all over the country, from Oregon to Maryland. They bring a diversity of life experience, talent, and musical giftedness that's clearly infused into their songwriting and their melodies. Their soon-to-be-released album is called All Is Well, has a new, heavier energy than what they've previously done, and the sound in this new album reflects the band's, what I feel, their amazing heart for God in reaching people wherever they are in life. So that being said, let's go ahead and welcome, and we have five band members with us here tonight, so I'm going to go ahead and welcome Shekinah, Neo, Nick, Daniel, and Joel. I think Joel has called in. Welcome, guys. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Thank you.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey. Is Joel here yet, or he's not here yet? Hello,
yeah, he's
Joel. He's here. Okay. Okay, well, hey, y'all. Thanks so much for being here tonight. I wanted to before we get started with tonight's show and talking about the band and your music, I wanted to congratulate Neo and Daniel. I understand you all recently got married.
Thank you. Yes, we did. We got married on the 5th of this month. Well, actually,
hey.
It's September now. Just kidding.
Yeah.
August 5th.
Yeah.
Stop. Well, congratulations, guys. And so I guess you all met the same way. I mean, you met through school, right? And the rest is history, right? Excellent.
Yep.
And then you, Shekinah, I understand you're getting married next month, right?
Yes, Nick and I are getting married next month.
You and Nick? I did not know that. Okay.
On the 15th.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. Okay, I missed
Thank
something
you.
There. I was going to say, so, is he a musician? I was like, yeah.
Yeah. My band,
that's
you know?
That's great, guys. Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
A lot of good stuff, a lot of good vibes, a lot of good energy happening right now in combination with everything musically. So so I want to go ahead, and I know that your new album, it's called All Is Well. And it's
It Is Well.
It
Is Well.
It Is Well. Oh, that's right. It
yeah,
Is Well.
After the
oh,
hymn.
My Lord. Okay. Yeah, exactly. I believe me, I know it very well. It Is Well. And, and so that's like literally weeks away from being released. When is that going to happen? Is it like, I understand you're going to have a release party in Louisiana or something like that?
Yeah, we're going to be playing our release show on September 24th in Monroe at the Palace, but the actual album is released the day before on the 23rd.
Okay, and I presume what, people can buy that on iTunes?
Yep, yeah, on all major digital distributors. And you can find it on our website. There's a couple bundles up there that will be up there.
Right. Okay. And so now can anyone buy tickets to that release party, or is it a private thing, or how can people see you there?
Yeah, it's a public event. It's just at the Palace in Monroe. Yeah, and you can just pay at the door. I believe the tickets are...
It's five, isn't it?
I think they're $5 at the door.
Very cool. Very cool. Okay, I know you guys are really excited about that. Now, Shekinah, I wanted to ask you, the band hasn't always been known as You the Few. Tell me a little bit about the background of the band, a little bit about its history and the progression to where you all are today.
Right. Okay. So the band Elemeria started with Nao and I and another one of our friends from Visible who drummed for us. And the name Eleutheria means freedom, living, breathing, personified freedom in Greek. And so the vision of Eleutheria pretty much started with her and I and wanting to create an atmosphere where people can encounter the freedom of Christ in unexpected places. So, but then from there, we started this journey as the band grew. And we kind of realized that the name was hard to say, and even though the meaning was really strong and the vision and the passion behind it was really great, it was just really hard to market. So we decided to change the name when we started writing new music, because we had some member changes switching around and the sound was evolving. And so we wanted – it was a new season, and so it just felt appropriate to give a new band name for a new season and a new sound. With the same vision. So now You the Few was actually an accident, the name.
Okay.
So I wasn't actually there when it happened, but everybody was joking around and, like, combining band names from the past, and then, like, You the Few, like, came into the list, and then everybody was like, that's actually really awesome. We should keep it. So it was kind of an accident, but then when we thought about it more, we realized that it really did fit what we were doing since, you know, first of all, our genre is kind of a small niche, so to speak. It's not like super popular, but so in that aspect we're few with that, but also our mission and what we're doing with it kind of comes from scripture of the harvest is many but the workers are few. So we kind of connected that and we're like, oh, this is perfect. So it was just kind of meant to be.
Yeah. Okay. And then speaking of your genre, I noticed, okay, so explain the difference. I know on your website it basically says that this album, which will be, by the way, is it the first album for You the Few formerly?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And previous Eleutheria, they had two previous albums under that
name? We had an EP and then another album called Taken at the Flood that came after that.
Right. And I'm mentioning that, too, because, you know, people want to know about you. And they'll definitely, if they YouTube or, you know, Google, they'll definitely find you all under that other name. And so again, about the genre, who wants to talk about, like you said, it's such a niche genre which you have, because it is a heavy, it is a heavy sound to your music.
Yes.
And you call it post hardcore, and honestly, I don't really know the difference between all of these. So, explain to me what you
totally
are.
Okay.
Yeah. We're still figuring it out too.
The difference between all these subgenres, but our genre is we combine melodic elements with a lot of the screaming, and we have a lot of atmospheric instrumentation along with our. You know, the guitars are heavy and distorted and everything, and the rhythms are crazy, and people, you know, you see mosh pits and everything, but there's also a very atmospheric, beautiful element to it. And it's, it's very, I don't want to call it theatrical, but it's just, it's a very intense genre. And you go to these shows and you see all these kids, and it is, it has a spirit about it. And there's just a heaviness and a reverence for the scene that we're in. And it is, it's you're in or out, you know, it's hot or cold, and it's
oh,
awesome
absolutely.
Because, yeah, because when you're in.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay, and then I did notice that this, with the name change, you said that you all have a heavier, I guess a heavier energy with this music as opposed to, so what brought that about? Something in particular cause you to move to a little heavier energy with everything?
I feel like the content kind of was part of that too, and anyone else can jump in here, but with the whole It Is Well theme, kind of piggybacking off what Neo said, of the contrast between the heavier, tense music and then the more melodic, atmospheric things, is kind of a reflection of what we face in life, where we have these really tense, heavy moments of anguish and lament, and then we have these moments of rest and peace. And it's in all of that that we find Christ. And so we really want to give an accurate representation of what people go through with our music. So,
Yeah.
But anyone else can jump in.
Yeah. What are your thoughts, Daniel? I want to know what you think.
Yeah. Well, with the music, I think, also with the band member changes as well, Joel and I, the newest additions to the band, we both joined last fall-ish, I think. I joined almost about a year from now. I'm thinking about it. And then Joel came actually probably about mid-September as well. So it's been about a year for both of us since we joined the band. And I think... just with that, I don't know, we just kind of, all, I think, all as a collective unit kind of wanted just to go a little heavier. We enjoyed the songs that we had and we were playing, but we just kind of felt, I think with the last album and stuff, we kind of felt like we were floating in between. Just kind of weren't really heavy, and we weren't like... indie rock or anything, like we were kind of just in this in-between space, and so I think we really just wanted to just kind of make a defined sound and move towards one or the other, so we just went heavier.
Right. So will this new album be a mix of kind of the post-hardcore sound as well as some ballads in there, or what's the flavor of It Is Well?
This one's pretty aggressive. Through and through, it's pretty aggressive.
Yeah, there's not any ballads. Like on the last one, we had Funny Bone, which I believe we'll be playing later, which that would be the ballad of the album, of the last album. And so we have two songs from the new album that have moments where they kind of start down and they build. That's about as soft as you're going to get with the new album.
Okay. It's probably what your fans want too, I think. Obviously, you know, I think I read that after you toured from that last album, you met a lot of people. Basically, if I read correctly, this is almost a response to some inspiration you got after you toured and met some people after that last album. I wanted to mention my perception with your kind of you know, the post-hardcore sound. Let me ask you first, what is it rooted in? What do you think it's rooted in? For me, it's like I feel there's a lot of pain, angst, anger that people are releasing. But since you all are Christian artists, you express it with that flavor. So can anybody speak to that?
Yeah. I mean, we speak the language that people understand, but we speak from a place of acknowledging reality in the context of our hope and of our faith. Because there comes a point where you can believe in Scripture and in God, and you know you should, but you have to identify and acknowledge whenever you're having a human moment, and to know that it's okay to feel the pain and to feel that stillness, so that you can process, not just cover up your reality.
Mm.
Good stuff. Excellent stuff. Great. Wow. Very well said, Shekinah. I love that.
That was Mayo.
Oh, that was Mayo. Okay, well, Mayo, excellent.
That's all right.
Shekinah, I'm sure you would have said the exact same thing.
Yeah,
okay,
pretty much.
Absolutely. So who does most of the songwriting? Because the lyrics are amazing.
Well,
I guess which album is the question?
The songs we're going to play today, I got the lyrics to both, okay, and I've looked at them, and they're just amazing. So I guess it would be the Funny Bone as well as Confession. Overall, who's
yeah.
right? Mm-hmm.
The lyrics are, for those two songs, or Neo was strictly Funny Bone, and then Neo and I collaborated on Confession. Confession was, I pretty much started it because it's kind of my story, and then Neo and I would sit down and work together and edit stuff, and she can help me, like, phrase things differently, and it's just really good to have someone that you can bounce off of and help just make your art better. And then as far as, like, the music part of the songwriting, most of this new album has been Nick, and he's kind of our producer guy, audio extraordinaire. So he's done a lot of the music stuff, and we've collaborated on that as well, but yeah, machine. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And so, so Shekinah, the, I guess Confession, that's on it as well. This new album, you said that's,
mm-hmm.
that's your story. What was your inspiration for that song?
Really the biggest thing I think in my life so far I've had to learn is just the fact that the difference between shame and guilt and
mm-hmm.
Or shame and conviction, excuse me, let me correct myself.
Mm-hmm.
And like conviction is from the Lord, from the Holy Spirit. It's when you recognize that you're sin, you know, you recognize that you're not holy
mm-hmm.
and you're in need of a holy God. And then there's shame, which comes from, and guilt, which comes from the enemy, which makes you kind of turn from him and try and hide and cover things up. And so for me, that's pretty much the story in Confession is wrestling with things that I thought I would never do. I thought I'd never find myself in this place or be this person or do these things. And
mm-hmm.
then experiencing a very deep, dark time of hiding. I'm crying out to God, but at the same time, my shame and my guilt are so strong. You know, the demon of that is just got me locked up and it torturing, you know. So it's
right.
really shame and guilt is what you tell it to leave. It's kind of what you make of it in the end.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of basically the heartbeat of the song. And the chorus
wow.
says, save me from myself. And too many times I think we don't realize that we're our own enemy and that we do need to be saved from ourselves and that we really can't be our own hero, that we need a holy, perfect, powerful God to rescue us from how we tear ourselves apart. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We're definitely going to play that later on in the show. And you know, it's a pretty intense, song. Who here is, are you all Lacey Sturm fans at all?
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
She's probably my biggest inspiration.
wow, yeah. I actually was at a concert, first time ever seeing her on stage, and wow, it was a blessing for me because, you know, quite honestly, I really wasn't into Lacey Sturm. I mean, I'm just into all kinds, but I just hadn't really heard much about her, and here I was side stage, and the very last song that she ended up singing was
yeah.
Forever He Is Glorified. And quite
yeah.
honestly, it frigging blew me away. I was like, I had my hands up in the air. I'm praising God.
Yeah,
I'm like,
totally.
Oh, my Lord. I was doing church. I mean, it was awesome.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Yeah, she's
awesome.
She's amazing. And I love to see, I just love that using your art and your craft and your music the way she does, the way you all are doing with this specific, like you said, you know, it's a niche type of music that, you know, not everybody is going to be into. But we're going to right now take a brief, well, actually, we're not going to take a brief, but we're going to go into our first song. Now, this song was off of your last album, and this is more of a ballad sung by, is it sung by you, Mayo, Funny Bone?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay. Okay, well, let's go ahead and listen to this first song. Definitely different from what we're going to listen to a little bit later, but here it is, everybody, A Funny Bone. Love it. I love how it ends, too. It's just like, bam, it just cuts. That was amazing, you guys. Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm just like, whoa, that's such a great song. And I know that was a big hit off of that last album. Nao, tell us what that was. What was that about?
That song is actually primarily about depression and suicide and the epidemic that it's become. And I've personally been touched pretty often by suicide. And that song was specifically inspired by the death of Robin Williams, actually. Each of the verses is revolved around a different one of his characters that he's played.
Uh-huh.
And then the big chorus is more just an anthem singing out to the cause in general.
Yeah, I love it. And it's just, it's your voice is amazing. And when we play another song later on, and we'll hear other voices in the band. But you all have such a diversity of talent in musical and otherwise, you know, that you're bringing to this band. It's just amazing. It's one of the things I like about you guys, of the many things since I've learned about you, is the reach that you have. And you just talked about, Nao, that was about suicide and depression. And yeah, it is at epidemic proportions today. It seems like everybody's on depression medication and whatever, but the root of everything to me always comes back to the Lord and to Christ and to where we who our true Father is, where our true provision comes from, and all of that. So you guys are just just doing a fantastic job, reaching so many people with just the different, like I said, you've got the slow ballad songs, and then you've also got kind of more the screaming or the post hardcore. Like you said, but earlier, I think Shekinah, you mentioned that you're reaching the people that identify with your music. So who would that be? I mean, does it insinuate that there are a lot of people that are troubled, that are identifying with this music, and it's a way to reach them?
It's kind of a combination.
Mm-hmm.
There've been people that listen to our music that we did not expect. And we've had a lot of people respond really well, and that aren't, kids in this kind of, post-hardcore, hardcore, metalcore, all that, like that, this
right.
scene, we've reached beyond that, which is really cool. But the kids that we have played for in that, have also, I think, responded really well as well to the message. And again, because we're still figuring out our sound, the sound is taking a little longer to get there, just because some people they have their sound and they're like, it's got to sound like this, and so there's those people, but I think what's really hitting home is the fact that there's more to our show than just let's thrash around and have fun.
Right.
We're actually hitting something that deeper than that they could have shut off or been numb to, or no one has really reached out or taken the risk to ask.
Right.
So we've definitely seen a combination. It's not a specific like group of people that struggle. It's all of humanity. Honestly, we deal with pain, and so that we're going to be honest and authentic about that. And anybody who listens to that, whether they are a huge metalhead or not, have connected, which is,
right.
I think is really cool. So,
right. Because the message is the same either way, no matter how you deliver it, whichever way, you all have that same message, and you all have such a great heart for the Lord. So we're going to go ahead right now and just take a brief station break. And when we come back, we're going to continue talking with you, the few, about their new album, It Is Well. And we're also going to play an exclusive, not yet released song from that album, and take callers if we have any. So don't go away, everybody. We will be right back.
Hi, this is executive producer Mel D, and we thank you for tuning into today's show. Today's show would not be made possible without the support of our loyal sponsors. If you own a business, offer a service, or are a fan of the show, become a sponsor. Please go to our website at www.AtlantaLifeRadio.com to the Advertise With Us page to view and download our new advertising kit. We offer new and affordable opportunities for you to become a part of our shows. And now we return back to our program.
Okay, so welcome back. We are back with You, the Few. That would be Shekinah, Nao, Daniel, Nick, and Joel. We're talking today with the band about their new album that's going to be released in just a couple of weeks. It's called It Is Well. Guys, tell me something about the video that you all are shooting right now for this.
Something cool about the video is it's going to come out in the next week or two, probably. Right now we're just waiting on, I sent off the songs to the mastering today. As soon as we get them back, we're going to send the song file over to the guy who shot the video, and then he can give it to us, and then we're going to post it.
So is that video for the song Confession, or what song is that?
Yeah, it's for Confession, which is kind of going to be the leading single for the album.
Okay, very cool. And I noticed on Shekinah's Facebook page, you look like you were having a really good time shooting that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was so much fun, but let me tell you, it was hot. Memphis Heat inside an abandoned warehouse building for 5 hours in the middle of the day. I think I probably lost about 10 pounds that day.
Wow. Yeah, it looks...
The guy who shot the video. Oh,
yeah, and the mosquitoes were awesome.
That we did 12, I believe, full takes of the song all the way through. So jumping around that for basically 12 takes, it's a lot.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
For someone like me who's like... gets eaten by mosquitoes like crazy, like the sweat just like was this this bait for the mosquitoes, and my whole like upper back was just like covered in bites afterwards, but it was so worth it.
Oh. Yeah, are you like me? You'll be sitting outside with about a dozen people, and you're the only one that's getting eaten up by mosquitoes. I'm like, what the heck?
And I'm like, what is like, why do I taste so good, so much better than everybody else? I don't understand.
I know. I'm like, I know all of us. I know we all have some kind of perfume on, but like, you know, why are they eating me? I don't know.
I don't even wear perfume. I just sit outside with myself.
Oh my gosh. So, so who was the as far as the taping of that video? Who's kind of the who's comfortable in front of the camera, and who's the shy person in the band?
I think Joel would be the shy person in the band.
but he is the newest. He is the newest. So maybe that's kind of like he's still kind of, still kind of working his way through things.
I
wanted to talk. Go ahead.
I was just saying, like, I don't know if anybody else in the band agrees with me on this, but like, I don't think the camera is that intimidating. It's more, since especially like, after playing so many live shows, if anything, it just feels kind of funny because you're trying to give your all-out performance that you give in front of people, and you're trying to feed off of, like on live stream, feed off their energy. But in that, you're just, I think that's the only awkward part, is you're just giving your all to a brick wall. And so it's a lot of fun, but it's just different.
Yeah, and you're right, and you make a good point, because I think when you're up on stage, it's kind of like a seamless, like, okay, here, you know, we're starting, we're up on stage, and you're up there for an hour, and you play, and you kind of just, you know, seamlessly play it through. But when you're in front of the camera, it's acting, basically, you know, and you're doing what you do, and you're being genuine, obviously, and you're letting those emotions flow, but you start, you stop, you start, you stop. So it is a little bit different, you know, the camera. But we're going to play in just a few minutes. We're going to play Confession. And Confession is from your new album, It Is Well. And I want to read, now, it's the, like you said, you're figuring out your sound, post-hardcore, hardcore, metalcore. But I want to read, these are lyrics from, I think it might be the last verse, but they're so awesome. And people really, honestly, they might not understand what the lyrics are because of the nature of how it's performed. But let me read these. Okay, it says, "My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin not in part but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, oh, my soul." Wow. Okay, now this is, let me see, Shekinah, this one's yours?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Amazing. I love it. Amazing lyric.
That's the hymn.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I explained this before, but, like, Neo and I kind of got this idea from a spontaneous moment of worship in our practice where we used to play this song at the end of every set. And then in the middle of this moment of worship where we just kind of started singing the hymn over this other song that we were playing and it wasn't planned, we kind of just like, oh my gosh, we should do something with that. And then, you know, it was just kind of a seed planted in our mind of like, well, what if we took this hymn, we broke up the verses, and we scattered the lyrical content of this hymn, since it's, you know, public domain, we can do that. Scattered the verses throughout this hymn throughout each of the songs and made a concept album that threaded this hymn throughout the whole thing. And so that's what we did, is those last four lines are directly from that hymn. And we took each of us took a verse and kind of like which verse we connected with and kind of, you know, as far as like our personal story, and wrote out of that. And so the whole album is basically this hymn in response to our own lives. It's a widely known hymn. So,
yeah, it's awesome. And you know, it is, okay, obviously the name of the song, the song's name is Confession. It's a confession.
Right.
What I got out of it, obviously it's kind of a lot of things wrapped up in one, and whether it's a prayer, you're sharing your feelings, your soul. Ultimately, it's a conviction, a proclamation. You're claiming it. You know, with that last verse, you know, you're saying,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
My sin. Mm-hmm. It's been nailed to the cross, and it's good. It's been done, and it's very, very powerful song. And at the end of the day, is that the band's message? About sin being nailed to the cross? I mean, what would you say to that?
Absolutely. I mean, our old name was Freedom. So our message is just be free because it is yours.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to go ahead now and we're gonna listen to the songs from the new album. It's going to be released later this month. And here it is, Confession by You the Few.
I know it was real. I saw it in her eyes. Her fingerprints on her soul.
major departure from the previous song.
Yeah.
Everybody's probably thinking, what?
Yeah.
You know,
again, it's a ballad versus a hard hitter. So.
Sure. Well, absolutely. But you know what I thought about too when I listened to both songs? It's like life and people. I mean, we're all so different and everybody, that's what I love about music. It's a universal language and there's a language for everyone. That what we just heard is one of those languages. So to people who are listening that have never heard of you before and, you know, may think, you know, they're not maybe not into something, you know, that's kind of extreme like that or however you want to call whatever you want to call it. It's about the message, you know, and the message is just amazing. And somebody speaks that language and needs to hear the message that you all are putting out there. And I just think it's amazing. Who's doing vocals on that song?
Neo, I'm the screaming, and Shekinah is the singing, and then we have Nick doing the It Is Well verse, spoken word.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I mean, mostly what I can understand is Save Me From Myself, okay? and we talked about that earlier, and, you know, where that's coming from. So, have you all had a chance to play any of these songs on the new album in front of an audience yet?
We have.
Yeah.
We've played three songs. Well, technically three and a half songs off the new album so far a couple times. And, actually, I just realized, like, as Confession was rolling, that's, like, legitimately the first time that it's been aired anywhere, like, nobody's heard it except for who's listening.
Hey, I knew. I said I've got the exclusive. Hey, okay.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And again, everybody that's listening, and you guys, this will be a podcast after, you know, after our live show here. It'll turn into a podcast. So, you know, you all can listen to that and, you know, share it with everybody. So awesome. So, I know y'all are okay. So you're fairly new band, even though you were known as a different name. You've been together off about 3 years since 2013, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. So you've had an opportunity to plant seeds, and you've each evolved individually, artistically, spiritually, and I think it was Shekinah who used the word harvest earlier on. I actually have that in my notes here because. In some ways, is this new album, is this like a harvesting of what all has been poured into you all to this point?
Yeah. I think that's a really good observation. I mean, we're not done yet. But
no, like, you're not.
We're never done.
Journey,
right, the journey still goes, but I definitely think that this is what we are most proud of at this point. And there's been a lot of disappointments and a lot of just struggling and like almost like treading through the mud to get to where we are. And so this definitely is a triumphant accomplishment for us, or what you could say a harvesting of what we've been investing and pouring into and learning on all levels.
Right. Yeah, and I use the word harvest not to insinuate or in any way that it's, you know, you go through something and now it's done. I guess you could look at it that way, but I believe life is cyclical. I mean, we kind of just, you know, we go in these cycles and we have all different cycles. And so from this cycle, what you were all in, now new name, new sound, a bit heavier. It's definitely going to reach the people with the right message. Any particular one inspiration that's driving the theme of this new album? And even at that, what is the theme, I would say?
I think kind of the title, It Is Well, is kind of what drives us. We wanted to write an album that was raw and honest, like kind of our prayers, you know, not the Dear Lord, thank you for this meal kind of prayer, but the ones that are hard to pray. So, I think just the theme of no matter what, it is well. That's that's kind of our theme, and it's kind of been a theme throughout our band. You know, whatever happens in this band, whatever we get thrown at us, it is well.
Yeah, and it's something that we all need to be reminded of every day.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I love what you just said, Nao, about not the, you know, thank you, Lord, for this meal type of thankfulness, but the get down on your knees, gut-wrenching,
yeah,
cry out to the Lord, thank you, Jesus, I need you, Jesus, kind of thing, and which I can totally relate to. So I really just appreciate you all so much. I wanted to talk about something I saw on your website. They're up in the menu bar. There's something that I want to encourage everyone to do. Your website is www.youthefew.com. You have a heading titled You the Many. Who wants to tell me about what that means? Because it's pretty cool, pretty amazing.
That's our blog. That's kind of my baby here. and it started just by going to shows. You know, you stand at the merch table and you talk to kids who just heard your set, and you know, they feel the spirit move, and then they want to tell you their story. And I think we've all been very impacted. Like, as much as this is a ministry to us, it's a ministry for us as well, and
mm-hmm.
we are spoken to a lot, and we just hear these stories, and I think that they can change the world. And
mm-hmm.
Just all these people, they're bigger than us, you know, and what we do
mm-hmm.
is bigger than what you see on the stage. And so we wanted to create a platform just for people to share their stories, people who feel convicted to just kind of give back, even if they don't have anything
mm-hmm.
tangible to give back, but their story.
Mm-hmm.
So we started You the Many, and it's also just a community. You know, we would meet once a month at a coffee shop and just say, hey, anyone who wants to talk about God or about life
mm-hmm.
or, you know, your happies or your sads, anything, like, we're here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a way to connect people. And so You the Few, we want to grow it into You the Many. So we've just kind of had a separate little project there with that
mm-hmm.
blog. And
what
you
a
can,
beautiful
you,
thing. Yeah.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
You can email your story to us on our website if you'd like to be a part of it. We're constantly looking for people to contribute that, and we offer a small gift for your contribution.
Wow, it's such a beautiful idea. And I know your story. You know, you have there's something that you wrote in there, Nao, and Maddie was another
mm-hmm.
person whose testimony, whose story really really touched me, and gosh, they're just so good. I really want to encourage everyone who's listening, if you haven't, you know, if you're new to You the Few, go to their website, youthefew.com. Click on, obviously, you know, we want you all to go on tour, sell records, be popular, but really what y'all are doing is, like you said, it's bigger than what's happening on stage. And the You the Many blog, the talks you're having with people, the people you're touching, honestly, at the end of the day, that's truly what it's about. It's something so much bigger. It's powerful. It's moving. It's just really, really great. And Nao, what you just said reminded me of how Ken Stewart, you know, the founder of Visible Music College, started out. Okay, you mentioned about, you know, you're touring, you're meeting people, they're telling you their stories. I interviewed Ken. And his story was somewhat similar in that when he was with Skillet, he was meeting a lot of musicians such as yourself who really had no structure or a Christian focus type of college or place they could go to really get that, you know, kind of education and holistic kind of teaching that they need. And, you know, the rest is history, basically. He left Skillet and started Visible Music. So, giving these people a platform through that blog is amazing, because, like you said, if there's nothing tangible they feel they can give, wow, look what they're giving by their words, and they're touching more people than they know. So I definitely applaud you all for that. Tell me, we're getting kind of close to the end of the show here. What are the plans for promoting the new album? I know you've got the Monroe, Louisiana show, but do you have any tour dates lined up yet, or are you all still working on that?
It's kind of we have a plan. Like we're doing some. I just like stumbled over my words. Obviously some promotion like now and like the week before of like getting hype up and stuff. I mean, we're going to be releasing just some snippets of songs and stuff on social media. And Daniel mentioned that we've got some pre-orders that are coming up where you can, the bundles and stuff that you can get from our website and pre-order the album. But also we do have we're still working on a tour. It probably won't be till, you know, the next year, honestly, because of the weddings and all the crazy things that are happening right now in life transition. So, but we're just trying to play as many shows as we can in, you know, some surrounding cities that are, you know, not too hard to get to in like Monroe, for example, places that we've played before where we know people. And just do that as much as we can until we can get an actual tour lined up, because we do definitely want to jump on a tour and do better than what we've done in the past. We're ready to kind of grow in that area and, you know, do better than what we've done before and kind of just plan it a little bit better and invest in it a little bit more and go about it more strategically and not just hop in a van and go to as many places as we can and you know, we want to do it right this time. So we're kind of strategizing and taking some time to do that before just kind of rushing into it.
Yeah. I mean, you're going about it in an intelligent way, and that's actually the best way to do it. So, and obviously you all have your regular, like you said, you've got a wedding coming up. Nao and Daniel just got married. You've got, I understand, Nao, congratulations on order for you. You're going to be joining the faculty at Visible. I understand.
Yeah. Yes, I'm actually my second week, so got some good songwriters this year.
Yay, excellent. So you're going to be teaching songwriting there, so that's amazing. And you're what? Are you pursuing a master's degree right now, or have you already gotten your master's degree?
Shekinah and I are both pursuing our master's right now. We'll graduate in December of 2017, but we're getting Master's of Arts in Apologetics from Houston Baptist University.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. I love to hear that. Wow. So, well, we are just about out of time right now, but I wanted to just one of you. We have time for one person. My question is, what advice, music or otherwise, do you want to give someone who, by God's plan, found themselves listening to this show right now?
Shekinah.
What?
Go for it, buddy.
Can you repeat the question one more time? Because you kind of cut out a little bit of plan.
No, that's okay. I know. What advice, music or otherwise, do you want to give someone who's listening right now by God's plan? They just happen to find themselves listening tonight. What do you want them to hear?
Well, one, that they have a purpose and that they're not an accident. And that whatever it is that you're passionate about was given to you by God. And to chase after that with all you have, because there's going to be so many people that are going to tell you that it's ridiculous or that it's never going to work. But the point is that your dreams are supposed to be ridiculous because they're given to you by God and you need God in order for them to happen. So if they were easy, then they're not big enough. So, that's it.
To that, I say amen, and then I say thank you, everybody. My heartfelt thanks to you, Shekinah, Nao, Nick, Daniel, Joel. I love what you do. I love your message. I love how you're going about it. You're definitely using your gifts for God's glory. Congratulations on the new album. It is well, and we will be in touch. I'll keep in touch, okay?
Awesome. Right. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Okay, guys. Thanks so much.
All right. No problem.
Be sure to follow You The Few throughout social media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Spotify, iTunes, and YouTube. be sure to subscribe to their channels as well. You can also find them at www.youthefew.com and be looking out for the release of It Is Well on iTunes later this month. I highly encourage you to visit their website again to check out the menu heading You the Many and read those stories there. They're very powerful. Well, that wraps up another week of soul-inspiring music, magic, and message. If you enjoyed today's episode and would like to support Inspirational Talk Radio, please subscribe to Atlanta Life Radio on iTunes and like us on Facebook and Twitter. On behalf of the entire Atlanta Life Radio team, I'm your host, Christine KFC, reminding you that this broadcast of Soul Inspirations will be available as a podcast on AtlantaLifeRadio.com, the Atlanta Life Radio iTunes channel, and on Stitcher, the premier app of choice for news radio and podcast listening. Remember, when you listen to an episode of Soul Inspirations, you're not only supporting the guests, but all musicians whose melodies create the musical landscape of our lives. It's what I call living your life in the key of C.